Good morning. Welcome to the Way of Wisdom with Regina Sanders. I consider it an honor that you have taken time from your busy schedule to listen to this audio message. May it speak life to you, always building you up, encouraging and edifying you, as Paul has taught us to do in his writing. Turn with me now, if you will, to 1 John chapter 5, verses 2 through 3. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and observe His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. 2 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 6. Now I ask you, lady, not as though I were writing to you a new commandment, but the one which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk according to His commandments. This is the commandment, just as you have heard it from the beginning, that you should walk in it. Passover and Easter are quickly approaching. In fact, this year they share the same weekend. Considering these two holidays, one which reflects upon the great exodus from Egypt for God's chosen people, and the other which focuses on the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, both are important, but different. You see, it is important to remember where God has brought you from, to see how He has miraculously carried you throughout the storms of your life. Yet it is also important to see where you are going, to have goals to work towards. One cannot live in the past as it has already happened. One cannot live in the future as it isn't here yet. One can only live in the present, in the gift of the here and the now, taking action in the here and the now. You know, something I love about Passover is realizing that my Lord and Savior, Jesus, kept the Passover feast. Every year, He would travel to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. For Passover is one of the three pilgrimage feasts that God commanded people come to Jerusalem for. So each year our Lord and Savior did that. It was during the 8 days of Passover that our Lord and Savior was betrayed, was captured, was beaten unmercifully, was tortured, was crucified, and it was during these 8 days of Passover that He had victory over the grave, that He emerged out of the grave, resurrected, alive. It was during Passover. You see, He became sacrificial Passover lamb. He became that. Now, some may say, is Easter even found in the Scripture? Well, it depends on what version you use. In the King James Version, Easter, the word Easter is found. But when you track it back to its original Greek meaning, it means Passover. It means Passover. So I encourage you, study, go back to your Old Testament. The verses I've done today come from our New Testament, but go back to your Old Testament. Go back to Exodus, Leviticus, study Passover. Take the time now to dig into it. And as you're digging deep into the Passover, ask God to reveal the secrets that He wants you to know about this. God is a God of order. He gives us instructions for us to obey because it brings life to us. It brings life. And my friend, maybe you've heard that the law was just too hard and that was why Jesus had to come. But I can't teach that. I can't teach that because to me, that message says my God made a mistake. And I know my God can't. But I can tell you, as one who has spent hours upon hours upon hours studying the Old Testament, studying the feast, studying the law, which is simply instruction, I can tell you, it is filled with God's grace and God's mercy. The law was not merciless or graceless. No, it's abounding with grace and mercy. And the reason it is Jesus is the law. I go as far as to say, yes, Jesus is the law. And I say that because in John 1:1, we read, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God." Jesus was there in the beginning, before the foundation of the world. He is the Word. He was with God. He is God. He is the law. He is the instruction. And He came and He lived the instruction as an example for us. Hallelujah. How awesome. How awesome is that? You know, God commanded that we keep Passover and His other feasts. And the church has somewhat gotten away from that. Instead, we celebrate Easter and Christmas and these other times. But we need to go back in and we need to honor Passover. We need to honor Shavuot. We need to honor Tabernacles. Because when we honor these, we honor God. And if you don't know their times, you don't know when they're there, then go to Chabad.org. That's www.chabad.org. And they give you the times. Praise the Lord for our Jewish brothers and sisters who have kept up with the times of God's feast so that the rest of us can know what time it is. Thank God for them. Let's move back to God's time, to God's feast. And may we pray as our Jewish brothers and sisters, "Lord, give us but one more year to try again, to live our life in such a manner as to make a difference. May we set before us the task to mend this world, not flee from it." Amen. I thank you for being with me today on The Way of Wisdom with Regina Sanders. I encourage you, come back to the site where you found today's message. Each day, there's messages by different ones. And they're all so fascinating and so encouraging. And I can't thank Brother Dave enough for setting up this website, for seeking out people to bring teaching, to edify and encourage the body of Christ. So I encourage you, write in. Let Brother Dave know how much you appreciate his hard work, his dedication in getting these things done. And come back each week to be with us here at The Way of Wisdom with Regina Sanders. God bless you.